The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy.
All right, it is day two of NaNoWriMo. My name is Evil Murr. I'm here to give you terrible writing advice, especially during the month of NaNoWriMo. If you want to hear real writing advice, check out I Should Be Writing. It's probably the oldest writing podcast on the internet today. So I've been doing this a while. But every once in a while, I just got to give you bad advice, because sometimes I need a theme for NaNoWriMo, and this is this year's theme. Evil Murr giving you the advice. If you could see me, you could see I'd be wearing a very luxurious mustache right now. So I was looking in the Discord for my supporters of Patreon and Substack today, and Twitch, actually. Yes, if you support me any of those places, you can hang out with other writers on my Discord. I was looking in the pets category. And you know what? There's a myth, or, you know, maybe not myth, just it's common thought that authors prefer cats as their familiars. But you know what? Some authors can't have cats because of allergies, for example. And they have dogs. And you know, after growing up with a cat and seeing what cats do to you if they're mad at you, and then having, like, the last 20 years not going a day without a dog in my life, I can say I prefer dogs. But the thing is, I'm looking in the pets channel of the Discord. And one person says, "Were my animals this annoying for previous nanos? I can't recall being so utterly unable to do anything." I got permission to read that quote. I haven't gotten permission for the other quote yet, so I'll just say, another person with cats did speak up and say, "This is difficult." And I think, as an evil entity here to add some spice to your NaNoWriMo, my advice would be, you've got your writing career you're trying to build in one hand, and you've got a cat in the other. If they don't mix, just choose your favorite and toss the other one out. I'm pretty sure I lost about half of my Patreon supporters with that, but I can't think of another way to deal with it. If you can't have a cat and get your writing done, get rid of one. I'm not telling you which one to do. You might. That's all your decision. But I'm just saying, one or the other, you gotta choose. The same goes for kids. Work. If one is getting in the way of your NaNoWriMo, you gotta decide which one is gonna stay and which one's gonna go. Your kids or your writing career. I'm not gonna make the decision for you, but I will come to see you next time, if anybody's still listening to me, because I just said things that were completely anathema to any cat owner at all, or parent. So it is day two. At the end of the day, you should have 3,333 words. It is the beginning of day two for me, and so I haven't written yet. I'll update my word count tomorrow. My word count is still what it was yesterday, which is about 2,000. But I'll see you tomorrow. Evil Murr out. Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Murr Lafferty, murrverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him, about at johnanelio.com. A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.